I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. You've probably heard that people are voting in New Hampshire today in the presidential primary. VPR reporters are in the Granite State and gathered these voices from the polls.
I'm Robin Sims from Lebanon. I voted for Marco Rubio.
And what was it that Rubio has done or said that made you vote for him?
I think he's really good with foreign policy. Just young, smart, enthusiastic.
Karen Cervantes, Lebanon.
And you're out here doing what?
Holding signs for my buddy, John Kasich.
And why do you call him your buddy, John Kasich?
Because I have known John for over 38 years. I worked on his first state Senate campaign back in the 70s when I happened to be living in Westerville, Ohio. We are very optimistic. John has done 105 town halls. He's reached out to people. He's got the most experience and credentials of any of the candidates. We won Dixville Notch. So, hey, there's a sign for us. And I think the campaign is just feeling very, very optimistic that he's going to do well.
All right. First of all, tell me your name and where you're from.
My name is David Momini. I'm from Lebanon, New Hampshire. I live on High Street. I voted for Bernie Sanders today. Yes, definitely.
Why?
Because he's the best candidate that we have for the president of the United States of America. I mean, he's talking about health care for everybody. That makes sense. He's talking about $15 an hour minimum wage, like minimum wage should be a living wage. That makes sense. He's talking about ending privatized prison. That makes sense. So I voted for the man that makes sense because I want a president that makes sense because I love the United States of America, so I want a sensible president.
Reporter Rick Sangari met those voters at a Ward 2 polling site in Lebanon today. NVPR's Peter Hirschfeld says plenty of Vermonters are in the Granite State helping to get the vote out. Mitchell Perry is a 22-year-old senior at Middlebury College. He's been volunteering for Hillary Clinton's campaign since last fall, and he manned a phone in Lebanon campaign offices today urging voters to get to the polls. Perry says he has three friends who are about to join the military.
And having her in the Situation Room making decisions when they're deployed overseas, I want someone that I can trust is going to make the right decisions on their behalf. And it's really them I'm thinking about when I'm thinking of her and her foreign policy experience.
You can hear our live coverage of the New Hampshire primary beginning tonight at 8 on VPR, and you can follow our continuing coverage at vpr.net. Dozens of high school students from across Vermont descended on the State House today to urge lawmakers to place new restrictions on the sale and use of electronic cigarettes. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
The students are part of an organization called Our Voices Exposed, and they highlighted a potential health crisis associated with the use of e-cigarettes. These are devices that don't contain tobacco, but instead deliver nicotine through a vaporized process. A group of students from Enosburg High School discussed the problem with these products. Kendall Nichols is a sophomore who is concerned that a recent survey showed that 30% of high school students have tried e-cigarettes and 15% use them on a regular basis.
We've really noticed that youth are being impacted by e-cigarettes, and we want to make sure that every youth gets to live a really healthy lifestyle.
Kyla Perry is also a sophomore. She says many e-cigarette products are targeted directly at young people.
Because they're being advertised with flavors and colors that youth and teens are attracted to, and we feel like that doesn't give them a fair chance to have a healthy lifestyle if they make a bad decision in their youth.
Ashley Tardiff is a junior. She wants to be certain that young people understand the negative health effects of e-cigarettes.
Most people don't know about the harmful agents in e-cigarettes, and they think that the vapor is just water vapor, when in all reality it is an aerosol that contains metals and cancer-causing agents and nicotine levels that are extraordinarily high.
Underhill Representative Bill Frank is the lead sponsor of a bill that defines an e-cigarette as, quote, a tobacco substitute. He wants all of the restrictions on the sale of tobacco products to apply to e-cigarettes. This includes placing these products behind the counter at stores, not selling them to anyone under 18, and banning their use in any location where tobacco is prohibited.
they do contain nicotine. I mean, that's the whole purpose of them. And so I contend that if you get hooked on nicotine, it's very likely that you might start using tobacco products also.
Jim Harrison is the executive director of the Vermont Retail Association. He says his group generally supports the new restrictions on the sale of e-cigarettes, but wants to further study the issue. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.